Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart and I'm with my wonderful co-host Joni Isinger. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I am great. How are you, Caroline?
I am fine, thank you very much. Would you like to tell, so just for a format of a show, myself and Joni have now been doing this show, is it 8 years, did we say? I think it's 8 years.
We are in our ninth year, so yes.
We are in our ninth year.
We're in our ninth year.
We are indeed. And the way we both work is we tag team, which means our guides tag team as well, which makes for interesting conversation sometimes, especially when they sometimes disagree, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Both myself and Joni are psychic mediums, channels, and healers. We work with our guides, and obviously we are here to help and serve and assist you in all that you wish to know. So, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and let everyone know who you are and how they can find you and what you do?
Well, my name is Joni Isinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I'm now in Jersey. And I used to be a licensed clinical social worker in New York City. 10 years I offered individual and group therapy for addicts, alcoholics, and the mentally ill. I didn't believe in any of what Caroline and I do. I thought it was crazy. I was also religious, and we don't do that. No. So around 2003, 4, 5, I had a dark night of the soul, meaning I was very ill and I wasn't making it. And it's like an existential sink or swim time. And I'm a fighter. I'm a survivor. And at the depths, I had a spiritual awakening and the gifts started coming in. I began channeling departed ones and pets, doing hands-on healing, seeing into bodies, jumping into their lifetimes, et cetera, et cetera. And I would call it, I've heard this term, so I use it, being fast-tracked. And I left organized religion. I now embrace what's called unity consciousness, which is the belief we're all one. I've been doing this professionally since 2010. Before 2010, I was practicing. I didn't want to put out a shingle until I had perfected what I felt were readings and mediumship and healing. And since then, I've been doing expos, festivals. I have authored. I have done restaurant galleries, parties. I have done private work, both in my home as well as phone, Skype, FaceTime, Facebook video, and Zoom for folks who will give me a Zoom link. I love what I do. I feel that I'm here to assist in waking up. I feel this is an auspicious time in Earth's history and that many of us come in from different parts of creation into human bodies to assist others to wake up to what's been going on, to come into their gifts, and to heal. And Caroline and I have been doing this, as she said, for 8 years. We're in our ninth year. And that we love what we do. We love each other. We have never met, yet we're very close friends. And that we hope that by doing this show that folks catch on and come on board the awakening train. Folks can find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And that's Joni. So Caroline, please share more about you and how people can find you.
Hi, everyone. Right. Well, I am Caroline Crystal Heart. Crystal Heart being because I am the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics. But again, I have a very similar story to tell as Joni. So in 2003-04, my hands would get hot. My horse got sick. My hands would get hot when I saw him. I didn't know what it was. I didn't believe in this. I think I used to go to a psychic once a year and once every couple of years just for a bit of entertainment, and that was it. Even though we are for entertainment purposes only, we have to say that by law.
Right.
So my hands, as I say, started to get hot. I didn't know what it was, but I knew if I was to put my hands on my horse, because at the time he was quite poorly, it made him feel better. This then resulted in 2006. My ex-husband decided to do what ex-husbands do. I had a gut feeling for 2 years, but I didn't really know whether that gut feeling was the truth or not. And the bit that was weird at the end was, even though 18 years of a relationship together, I'd had a very strong gut feeling for a good 2 years. And at the end, my gut feeling was confirmed as to be the correct. And that's when I decided to start listening to my gut instinct. So with that, obviously, I started having Reiki healing during that time. I then learned that I actually was a Reiki healer or a spiritual healer, as I prefer to say, because obviously there is different modalities to healing. I am an energy worker, therefore my hands get hot. I am a qualified Reiki master and Seiken master. However, I have to go with what I found first, which my hands just got hot, was the thing that I sort of always say. I then went on lots of courses to find out my path. So I became a spiritual practitioner, again, Reiki master, Seiken master. I also became a life coach, qualified life coach, and also a hypnotherapist to try and understand. And I'm like Joni in the sense that we were both fast-tracked, and we both received the Dark Night of the Soul. Those that don't know what the Dark Night of the Soul is, it is when your whole life turns upside down and your whole belief system comes into question. Everything that you're brought up to know is released, and your thinking does change very dramatically, because there are things that are happening on the outside of you that you could never, ever explain. So I took that course. Then I decided, because I was single then, or a divorcee, as one would say. I hate the word divorcee. I prefer single. So I decided to start doing psychic readings over the telephone to make sure I could pay all my bills. That was 16 years ago, and I have never looked back since. Obviously, initially I worked for other companies, and then in 2013 I set up Crystal Heart Psychics, where it is now in our 10th anniversary year. So where I have other readers that work for me, they're available 24/7. We have an American caller number, an Australian caller number. At the moment, my website is constantly is being redesigned, shall we say. It is still there, however, there will be fundamental changes to it shortly. So that's all very positive. And there you have it. So myself and Joni met when I set up Crystal Heart Psychics, because Joni actually contacted me via LinkedIn. We didn't know each other, but we did feel we did feel compelled to talk. That was the start of a 10-year friendship. So we are now in our 10th year of friendship and our 8th year of the radio show. We think the same in a lot of ways. We work very similar. There is, we have our differences of opinions. However, we did our first show by accident, but then nothing ever happens by accident, on another show where I was a guest and I invited Joni. And we had a shock, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I am of the same belief. Yes, we are both of the same belief set. We come here to learn. Nothing is wrong or right. It's whether we've learned or we haven't. And it is our permanent evolution on how we can better ourselves and learning that level of empathy that we have for each other. I was in organized religion, and I was Christian, and I still am. However, I'm more into the spiritual belief set now. However, you do realize when you open your mind, you can explore many possibilities. So there we have it. So the way we do the show is I will read the last three digits of your number, and then we'll ask who you are and where you are from. And obviously we do try and limit it to one question. We are fully aware it is the night before Thanksgiving in the US, so happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there for tomorrow. However, I think we need to now get on and answer some questions, don't you, Joni?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm coming to our first caller tonight, today, 757. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How can we help today?
I was going to ask for a general reading, but then I decided I want to ask about an energy that I believe has been around me, and I believe it's female and could possibly be like a goddess or something. And I was just wondering what the message was and, basically what I could learn from this energy.
Okay. Joni, do you mind if I go first, or do you want to go first? It's
no,
up to you.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say this to you, Christiana. I feel it's very much a motherly energy. Does it
mm-hmm.
feel comforting? It's almost like the Earth Mother. That's how I feel. So, and the other thing that I am feeling right now, because what they're giving me, so I'll just give you what I'm getting in my head, because I get, so I'll just tell you how I work. So I am a psychic medium. I work with my guides. I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. And obviously I'll try and translate that the best I can. Otherwise, if I can't, I'll just give you the picture. Okay. So that's
okay.
how it works for me. So do you know the tarot? Because I'm getting a picture of the Empress. So that is the Earth Mother, so to speak. And I just feel that you have asked for, the way I feel that you've been praying, right? So I don't know what you've been asking for, but what my guides have been saying, you've been asked for strength, security, and stability. Does that make sense to you?
That I've asked for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels like you've wanted to settle, to become grounded. You've had...
Yes.
They're showing me like a whirlwind in the past. So I feel the past 6 months has been, as I said, like a whirlwind in the sense that it's almost been a lot of chaos where you've had to change a lot of things and do things a lot differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this... The message I'm getting from her is, you're a fast learner. You're doing well. So I don't know what you've been doing,
good.
But keep it up because you're doing a fabulous job, okay?
Great.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you been sort of doing like a life laundry as such in the sense you've gone through things and said, yeah, I need that. No, I don't need that. And you've been sort of,
yes.
And that's not with just things. It's also with people that are in your life. You've kind of decided, do I need them? Do I not need them? Is it best to let them go? And you've done an awful lot of forgiveness is what she's telling me as well.
I try.
You
really
have.
Do try.
No, you've done a great job. And I think she's come in to give you a bit of a pat on the back and say, well done you. But she has come in, like I said, I'm seeing her and I feel she's got grey hair, very white energy. Very gentle, and it feels like it's a grandmother link to you, but very much this
like
motherly
a blood relative.
It could be an aunt, like a great aunt or a great grandmother. I don't think it's near connected. Does that make sense? It feels like it's past, but it's definitely someone in the family. And I am going to say this, that had these gifts previously. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, that they what?
They had gifts in their lifetime.
I wouldn't know because I don't know who you're referring to.
Okay, but all I'm seeing is a lady, as I say, very much a white energy, elderly when she passed. I'm being told now father's side, but it feels like an aunt, but it's also given me a mother energy. Does that make sense? So I feel you've had, I don't know whether you've been asking for a new guide or you've just
yes.
asked for some guidance. This
well,
is what
I've
you've
been
got.
Asking to really connect. I really want to work with someone that I can really connect
okay.
with.
Yeah, and that's what she's coming in for. So I feel
awesome.
There's certain gifts that you need to develop. She is going to help you with that. She's shown me a picture of herbs, so I don't know whether you're going to have a look at herbology, but she was
yeah.
a very natural person and very all about the salt of the earth, all about the earth, okay? So I'm going to, I think I've given you enough, so I'm going to pass you on to Joni, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I hear that what Caroline said is so full and so complete. That I would like to know from you, is there more that you need regarding this? Anything specific? It was beautiful. I mean, she covered it. And so there's really, I'm being guided, like there's no need for me to, I'd probably be getting very, very similar, like overlap So what do you need regarding this?
Well, I was wondering, I know a lot of energies don't necessarily have names, but I was wondering what I can call her as a name.
And you add to that after. It's interesting. Yeah. They don't give me the name they would like for you to go in and get that. But the first thing I got was dear, and then you're going to say, like, dear so-and-so. But you're going, like, it could be anything. It could be Gloriana. It could be whoever your heart puts out there. Do you, like, when we go back, you, is there something that you, I get also like Trulia, but it's what do you feel?
I don't know, for some reason I'm hearing some kind of name with that starts with the letter Z.
Well, you say that name because that's the name you're being given. Sorry, Joni.
That's the name. Exactly. No, that's it. Right on.
I
that's
don't know.
Why
it
we
sounds
take-
foreign to me, like Zebra or something, or Zeb.
Then there you go.
Something like that.
And, you know, I have to tell you, that's wild stuff, honey. I'm going to share with you. It has nothing, I'm sure, has nothing to do with you, but God bless you. Because when I was a teenager, I was not close friends, but I was friends with someone whose last name was Zara, and she killed herself. So you are assisting me, and probably this friend is there for me now. And I thank you and bless you, because there are no coincidences. So I'm very full. My heart, I'm really full with that, because I haven't thought of her in a very long time. So go with that. That is she for you, and that is holy then. And sometimes, yeah, people ask me, and I bet they ask Caroline, what's the name of my spirit guides, and da-da-da, and we'll get someone. And it's interesting that in both Caroline and I, we're going, you – this is you. This is for you, not for us. Mm. So, Zara.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to tell
you.
And
I'm glad that it brought you some peace.
Oh, yes, that's amazing.
It's beautiful. And with Thanksgiving tomorrow, you know, there are people that show up in your life for a very short time. And she was someone that I would see on occasion at different events when I was a teenager. And she was the one that turned me on to The Who. I became a rock and roll Who fan for quite a few decades. And that's probably also funny, because my son told me that Tommy is going back on Broadway, which I had seen when it came out, and we're going to see it in the spring. And there you bring up Zara. So she's probably rooting to being Tommy on Broadway. There are no coincidences that you called.
Aww.
But it's not about
well, thank
me. It's
you
about
for your reading.
You.
Okay.
Is there anything more? Because that was so quick. Is there any little bit more that you need?
It's on, well, yes, but it's not about that. Can I change topic?
Cool.
Go ahead.
It's about this goddess that I've been really intrigued by, although intimidated by her too. And she goes by the name of Lilith. And I was just wondering, is she around me or not? Because I just feel like she might be.
Are you studying tarot, Wicca, astrology, books? Where are you? I'm just curious. Where do you pull from them?
Well, I know she's associated. There's one guy on YouTube that associates her with the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tree of Life, and then the shadow of that Tree of Life, and she's very much, I guess you could say, a dark mother or queen or goddess, dark goddess.
Okay, so I'll just share my little bit here. This isn't saying what you should do. Everyone has free will. You get to decide who you have in your sphere, in your sacred space. Personally,
yeah.
I don't have darker energies come in. I've heard of Lilith. I know in astrology people talk about it. I've heard tarot. I've heard a whole bunch of different things about Lilith. And that other people who are listening, they can judge, they can say, hey, but it doesn't matter. We all roll a different way, and there's duality, there's dark and light, blah, blah, blah. So when I was awakening, I was sticking with highest of Christ light, meaning the enlightened ones. And I have kept out edgy and questionable. I think, right, Caroline, you also roll the way I do that awake, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of things that I do want to discuss, in the sense that when people have asked me my guide's names, I actually don't tell them. And the reason for that is personal to me, massively personal. The person that comes into your head and shows themselves is for you and you alone. When it comes to masters and angel work, you know, and myself and Joni work with all, you know, we both have some very, you know, sort of, I don't like the word powerful, I'll be honest with you, because I think it powerful can also invoke manipulation and things like that. However, we have some very high vibration guides, and we call in and we channel. And over the years, I've had people saying to me, oh, yes, I work with Jesus, I work with this person or this angel or this angel. We all have the ability to channel these masters and angels, because we invoke them when we call them in. So when you start studying sort of, like, as you said, the darker edge of some of these masters, you will pick which ones you want to work with. So if you're not sure of this, you then push her away, and you don't want to work with that energy. It's not nice for you to work with that energy. So you do have a choice, and I'm in total agreement with Joni here. You have a choice on who you work with.
Okay. If Lilith comes around, because you've been investigating her, if you are investigating and she pops in and she's not part of your research, then I would suggest that you say, you go, you are not permitted, and then just check out your sacred space. And we work with intent, free will, and you put out the intention that only the highest of Christ light, meaning the enlightened, the highest, will work with you, and then you will not see edgier, dark figures or whatever you want to call them. Now, it's up.
Yeah, by dark, I don't mean evil or like satanic or anything like that. I just mean they like help you do the shadow work. They help you feel empowered. They empower you.
I have heard.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I've heard just a lot of edgy around that soul. I've just heard edgy. So, yes, all souls assist with shadow work. Okay? You get to decide who's in your sphere, and that I choose to have ones that are not as edgy.
Okay.
Every soul rolls differently, so if they can handle it, the more of a pushy, edgy, everyone rolls differently. I'm just saying you have a choice and you don't have to.
Yeah, and I'm in total agreement. Yeah, you get, I mean, I'm just going to say a little story, because I don't think this is just going to help you. It's also going to help a lot of other people. So years ago when I first started doing this, I always remember I was having a bath, I was meditating, asking my guides, and all of my guides, one by one, pictures in my head, came and introduced themselves and all told me which aspect are they going to work with. So when I used to learn healing, I could see my guide's hands on my hands, literally guiding me. And what I want to say to you, and what guide, guides are actually wanting to pass this on to you. You know, from all of your research and your reading, don't get too hung up on the names. Work with the energy and how it feels for you. If you're comfortable with it, you carry on with it. If you're not, you kindly ask it to respect your space. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
right,
and
well,
I think,
you
then get the chance to decipher then what's right for you and what's not. Okay?
Okay.
So they're just saying to me, don't get too influenced by other opinions elsewhere. You work with your own life.
I want to add that. I think this is great. I know we're spent so much time on the guides, but we haven't done a lot of that on the show in a while.
Mm.
Like Carol, when I first started awakening, they one at a time, they were introduced to themselves, and I got to feel their different energies so I could make the sync up, the connection as to who I was working with. And then after a while, it became more of a collective voice and that I didn't need to know who anymore. So again, you might, I don't know if you've worked with collectives and councils and just like a group voice, or they're going to come in single and group, single and group. You'll, if you, and if you know that you also could possibly get group collective voice as one where you don't even have to know who's coming in, that will then open yourself up to have that happen if it hasn't happened already. And then every now and then I'll get the identification that so-and-so's here. And I'm a little bit surprised because usually I don't get the individual one in my mind's eye, and you know, the clairvoyance and the claircognizance. And that I know that if they're coming in individually, it is for that person. And so I say, so-and-so is here. And for whatever reason, it's very heartwarming. And it's always, there's some validation as to why they had to identify themselves for that soul personal.
Hmm.
We gave you an earful. What did you say? You were deluged.
Oh, I'm grateful, and thank you both. And I'm definitely contemplating whether or not to work with that energy, the last one I mentioned. And I have a lot of hesitation, but
I'll go with you guys.
Yeah, I have a lot to think about. So thank you both.
Hesitation is your guidance. That is your internal when we have hesitation, it means we are to stop and explore. Does it mean that it's bad? Not necessarily, but it means that there's something that we need to investigate and not go forward. So it's beautiful. The fact you're aware of your hesitation is fabulous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You take care now. Lovely to speak to you, and happy Thanksgiving. Okay, take care.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay, so I'm going to our next caller, and I actually know who it is, but I'm not going to say. However, we haven't spoken for a good few months. So 158, who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hello, this is Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hello.
How can we help? We haven't spoken to you for a little while, so I thought
Thank you. I would love to summarize. I talked to you 6 months, July, August, September, October, almost 6 months ago. You were counseling me on my ailing dog and gently preparing me for his passing. He passed in July. I'd like to just summarize quickly, if you don't mind. I've been ministered to for almost a year now. It has changed my life. I felt I was smitten with a man for the first time in 35 years, experienced unconditional love. Joni, if I told you about him, you would have said, hit the road, Jack. And I didn't want to hear that right away, and now I understand why. Not being with a man for 35 years, I'm like 15 years old, so I learned so much. So much was triggered, healed so much, had a blast with my therapist, laughing and joking and learning about things and learning about men that I did not want to know. He was totally honest, but it was freedom. And he sort of came with the eclipse and left with the eclipse, and he was so his childhood was so brutally traumatized that he could not even be a friend with me. He had to turn it into an ugly thing to end it, to get away. I rescued a dog, and I failed at it, and my heart's broken. Now, not rescue, fostered. Now I have another one. It's been quite 6 months. I've stepped back into a bit of depression and sadness, and I think maybe getting over this man, some more triggers and stuff. But I'm also standing in my truth and getting a lot of backlash, and I'm learning that's part of it. That's kind of it. Where do you see me going with all of this? It's been a ride. It really has been a ride. And it's been wonderful. For the first time in how many years? 69 years.
Wow.
My life is suddenly broken through, and my heart's open. Yeah.
I've got to say this. This is Joni's turn, right? And I'm going to say that for out of respect for Joni. However, I have to say this to you, Pat. Well done. Now I'm going to let Joni carry on.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to go in and see what you need. I'm going in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, this is what I see, metaphor. You're riding the mechanical bull in the store. It's not interesting. I'm channeling. I thought they were going to say bar. In the store. So I'm going to go and see what the store is.
Cool.
You get to pick and choose what you want in the store. So you're fastened to the bull. The store has many colorful objects on the shelf. You're the only one in the store. I'm going in. I'm just going to keep channeling what I see because it's a wild ride, as they say. Let's see. You enjoy the tranquility. You're in a meditative state. You're whirling around in creation, having a fabulous time. You are figuring things out. While you're holding on to the bull, everything is still calm. So it's like paradox. You're on a bucking bronco. So it's as if it feels like the world is spinning, yet the store is still sedentary, and I hear Muzak coming out of the speaker, which is just like, la, 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 la. I mean, just like straight up Muzak, and it's really funny. Your soul is getting a kick. Remember, bucking bronco, a kick.
Yeah.
Out of this. So you hold on.
Yeah.
Put on your big girl bronco boxers.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride, and you get to pick and choose from the shelves like books what you want to read next. You pull something off the shelf and you're like, haven't done that. Do I want to do that? Have I seen it? No. And then you investigate. And others, as you pour over the shelves of experiences you wish to have, you sometimes reject, options. Other ones you grant. Now, what they would like for you to do, they would like for you to not grab and do things hastily. They would like for you to do a little bit more of a pause. So if there's any impulse, if there's any quick decision making without contemplation, they would like for you to time yourself out or count back from 100 or sleep on it. You're processing things better, improving processing, discernment, judgment, and waiting will help you in the long run. So they say, you have chosen the bucking bronco, yet you could also choose to ride on a donkey. You have chosen a more active animal pursuit type of an experience, yet you can decide to go slower and not as frenetic. It would mean putting it out to the universe that you would like to slow down your experience and not have it be as chafing. When you get off of the mechanical bull, if you choose to roll differently and you choose the donkey, you might see things a little bit more clearly, and you might avoid more things that you have grabbed from the shelf of knowledge.
Wow.
That's a friggin' metaphor, if I have not, I mean, and that's all I got was one big metaphor for you, and I'm past, good luck. I am sorry for the loss of your dog. I am
so sorry.
Hallelujah, your heart is again. May you find another that is more of a frequential match. Caroline, please add more.
Johnny, I will.
The only thing, instead of music, I wish it was your song.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. And one day, maybe I'll make a CD. I'll have my scratch demos produced, and that'll, you know. I'm on SoundCloud, by the way. So if you go to SoundCloud and type it, Joni Isinger minus the J, I think it's an at, and then Oni Isinger, you'll see my scratch demos and covers.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Caroline, go for it.
Well, all I can say, Pat, is you have had an interesting time, albeit some ups and some downs, okay? I do remember the phone call about the dog, and that was quite upsetting because we all knew that it was time, but it was just how long he'd got. But you gave him the best you could, so please don't be sad for what you did. A lot of people don't understand this part, and we as healers do have to. Part of our job is to assist the heal, and Joni will concur with me on this one, but also part of our job, which is the bit we don't talk about, is if we are aware that someone is on their way to transition, we assist them. We assist them in the sense on an energetic level that we show them the care and the love, and we let them go with peace. So, and I'm being told that you, I don't know what you did, but I feel that you did groom your dog before he passed. And it was just very peaceful. Does that make sense? So,
It could have been so catastrophic, and the heavens opened and gave such grace for all of us. It was. And with my heart being open, I'm dealing with it so much better. I just bought flowers for his grave, and we'll take them to him. Yeah, and that's giving me profound comfort.
Yeah, and he thanks you for that, by the way.
Oh, good.
I feel that, you know, you did. Am I right in saying you adopted him?
Oh, yes. I've rescued hounds for 35
And it was
years.
Like he had quite a traumatized life before you. You gave him peace, you gave him love, and you gave him care. And you assisted him when it was time. So well done you. So don't be sad. Because he's up there in spirit saying thanks for what you did. And actually, they do see, he does see the flowers and everything else. So I just wanted to pass that message on because I feel it means a lot to you.
I'm so glad he sees the flowers because I started convincing myself. Oh,
no, he's there. It's like I'm being shown a picture of you stroking him before he passed and also grooming him and just making sure he looked his best. In the circumstances. Yes. Yeah. So
I made a banner of as if he'd been a soldier in the war and with a tat sewed on all the special things and put that around his neck too. Yeah.
Yeah. We really appreciated that. He felt very loved. And for him, his soul journey was to pass being loved. So you fulfilled that duty very well. So, and you're being sent love from him. So, right, and now I'm going to pick on this gentleman that you picked up. Wowee, what chaos, but great too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's don't ever be sad about this kind of thing. And I'll tell you for why. Sometimes when we haven't had a relationship for a very long time, we forget what it feels like to be that child. To actually
Absolutely.
Have that inner child, you know, to sort of have that level of excitement that you never thought was possible ever again.
That's right.
You know, and I think sort of, I mean, like I said, and I always say at the beginning of the program, you know, I was with someone for 18 years. Then I went in the dating game and oh my, did I have to relearn everything all over again.
Yes.
And it was a shock to the system. But I think you have
yes.
to go through that process to learn how to behave again almost.
Yes.
But it's that thing that cracks the heart open, because I think sometimes when we haven't been in a relationship for a long time, we forget what it's like to be open with someone again. So
yeah.
to have
yeah.
that, and this guy came along and he certainly cracked it. It's like they show me a walnut and this is your heart, and that actually cracks you open again, if that makes any sense. It kind of made you go, oh my God, I've got all these feelings and I don't know what to do with them.
Yes, yes. And you know what? He was absolutely horrible. And my therapist and I were laughing about it. I just kept trying to pull communication out of it. I ended up fostering a pit bull that was also so damaged. And they were exactly alike. Beautiful,
yeah.
beautiful brown color. Muscles so hard you couldn't penetrate. And they didn't communicate. And with one conversation with them near the end, I was trying to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to show myself to you, you know, for you to get to know me. He said, what to know? That's how shut down he was. So,
yeah
it's a lot of laughing and sad for him. And
yeah.
you know what was amazing? To love someone unconditionally in spite of him. Wow, was that wonderful to experience
yeah.
that.
But that was great for you. It's a massive learning opportunity, and that was a soul growth opportunity for the both of you. And he, and as Joni says, we have a choice as souls when we meet. You know, spirit only gives us the introductions, and it's what we've pre-planned before we came here. And this is a soul partner or a soul, you know, this is a soul connection from a previous life, you know.
Yeah.
And I just feel that that's why you felt that unconditional love. Sadly, he was so shut down, there's not much you could do about it. However,
right.
you sent him away with love. So do not be depressed about your learning.
Okay.
Because you had,
no,
you know, and yeah. Because I feel that you can say thank you for the opportunity. I've had a great time. But now I know what
yeah.
I don't want. And now it's time to move
right.
forward into what I do want. However...
Yeah.
That little chink, because obviously it allowed you to love, you now know what love feels like again.
Right, right, exactly.
Which,
haven't felt it since I was 18, so it
yeah,
was a gift.
Which then brings you on to when the next person comes along, you'll know what to do again.
Right, and I'm praying that I experience this unconditional love again.
Yeah, you always feel That's connections when they come, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I think, you know, I would take it as an opportunity. It's been amazing and fantastic. But I also feel it's opened you up and it's opened your mind up to what you want in the future.
It really did. Really did. And I asked my
yeah.
therapist today, why do people make you feel so good? Because my pastor will say, you have to have your relationship with God and not count on people. So I said to my therapist, why do people make you feel so good? And did I make myself feel good? Did I create this story in my head and convince
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because we're all, it's sort of, we are all connected. You know, we are all connected. You can talk to someone and they can drain the living daylights out of you. You can talk to someone else and they can make you feel absolutely amazing because you are learning to feel the connections around you. And the one thing I'm being told is this is a learning opportunity because you are getting to see that's the person that makes me feel good. That's the person that makes me feel bad. But hang on, that person's, and this is the thing where people get energy confused because I've heard it a lot in recent years where it's like, oh, I don't want that negative energy around me because someone's a little bit down or fed up. It's not about that. Someone can be as down as they like, but if their energy is on a similar level to yours, you actually will cheer each other up, you know? I'm
yeah.
a total believer in that. Some of my closest friends
one of my friends of 40 years, you know, she always says, when I'm down, you're up, and when you're down, I'm up. So both of us balance each other out, and it's so true.
Right. That's me.
Yeah. So you've done really well. So I'm just saying carry on the journey. Guys are sort of saying they've shown me the thumbs up. Just have a wonderful time socializing over the next several months, looking after your dogs and everything else. And I just think the other thing that I'm being shown is what you have been taught in all of this is sit back and just let fate come to you a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. It really does, yeah. And to have faith. Faith in the unseen, as my pastor says.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm so happy to have this be at this point in my life to share with you everything that has happened in the past number of months. Tying it all together from where we left off.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving. It was lovely to speak, and I'm sure we'll speak to you in the future at some point, Pat.
Yes. Happy holidays.
We support you. We support you.
Caroline, do you have bread sauce?
Do I have what, sorry?
Bread sauce.
Bread sauce?
During the holidays.
Red sauce?
Yeah.
As in tomato sauce, tomato ketchup,
it was my mother grew up half her life in England, and one of our favorite meals, side dishes on Thanksgiving or holiday was bread sauce, which we love in England.
Oh. No, I haven't. Oh. I have to say I've not had bread sauce. I will have to look it up. We do have sage and onion, but that's more like for the turkey stuffing at Christmas.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll let you go. Love you both. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Right. Okay. Sorry. We are going to move to our next caller, which is 150. And just asking who we're speaking to and where you're from.
Hello. My name's Kavita, K-A-V-I-T-A. And I'm calling also from Long Island, New York.
Ah, you're next door to Joni.
That's where
I'm somewhere.
Where
Joni's from, not where she is now.
Yes, where she was from, sorry.
Yeah.
How can we... I was wondering, what do you pick up about, first, love life? And I just have a question about some health issues, if you can help me with them.
We can, but we have to say with health issues, we are not doctors, and please see your medical healthcare professional. However, we will do what we can because we're both in the US.
Okay.
So we have to say that for entertainment
purposes only.
Yes, that is the legal aspect of everything. So we just have to say that.
Right.
Okay, well, I must admit, before you even said what you were phoning in for, I did actually get the feeling this is about relationships, but they're also asking me to go to the health issues first, if that makes any sense. So as we are speaking, I am sending you energy right now, and I'm going to ask you to do some things. Are you sitting comfortably for a start, okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can I just ask you to close your eyes? Have you ever had healing before?
I have.
Remotely. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'm sending some healing as we are now. So you might feel some heat coming into your chest area. Just keep breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. You may feel nothing, or you may start to feel warmth around your chest. Okay. And what I'm being shown here is that your shoulders have been absolutely stressed to the hilt. So we're just going to do some relaxation on those. All down the back of your neck has been tight. I'm just going to ask you to roll your shoulders gently and just feel that release coming through.
Okay, so how's that feeling to you now? Are you feeling anything? Cool.
I am. I felt warmth in my chest.
Yeah. And you felt a release coming from your shoulders? Because actually what I wanted to say at that point at the time was, my God, you're stressed. Okay? And also I felt that you have had a bit of neck ache. That's not all of it, though. What I do feel is if you had... Has your blood pressure been quite high as well?
It's last time I took it, it was average. It was 120 over 80.
Okay, fine. So that's fine, because I did want to say initially it felt like your blood pressure, but that was just your stress levels. Okay, so okay. From a healing level, so if you had problems with your chest, if you don't mind sharing where it is, because I'm not being told where it is. I'm just being
told. No, it's not my chest.
Yeah.
I've had problems with tinnitus and ovarian cysts.
Okay. So the energy that they've given you is heart chakra, because the reason for that is because I do feel there's been a lot of anguish over everything that's gone on. Does that make sense? The way I want to say it is, you are fine. Okay, because spirit would have told me if these ovarian cysts were bothering you too much. Have you had an operation yet, or are you going to have an operation, or are you not having anything done? Because I'm not really sure what's happening with that right now.
Well, I've had a partial hysterectomy. They left the ovaries in. This is almost 6 years ago, but the cysts have grown back. So, so that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, but I'm also picking up they might be concerned about taking the ovaries out. So at the moment, I don't necessarily feel it's been, I want to say this, it's almost like it's not being treated very well. Does that make sense? They're not doing to you what they should be doing. And that's really making me my guides are actually getting quite angry about it now. And this is where your stress levels are hitting the roof. Because you're like, I'm in agony. Mm-hmm. This is not helping. I need some help. It's almost like you want someone to come in and just deflate it. Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm going to put my hands where your ovaries would be, right? And I'm just going to sort of sit here and we're going to talk. And if you feel some heat down there, then that's fine. Because that's my guide sending energy in to kind of hold the space for you. That is going to make you feel better for about 2 to 3 days. But again, I am being given that you need to keep fighting for this. You really do.
Okay.
Because I just don't feel you're getting the right level of attention. You know, and the words I'm getting is you're a perfectly healthy and capable woman. It's just the delays around the healthcare system that's causing the issues. Does that make sense to you?
It's not delays. I just really don't want to have another surgery. And I'm trying alternative treatments. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're getting alternative treatments as you're speaking to me, because I don't know whether you've got that yet, but you probably are feeling heat around that area where your ovaries would be. Just focus on that a second. Is that starting to feel soothing where they normally are?
It just feels a little warm.
That's fine. That's what we're doing. We're sending heat and energy. It's healing energy, so it's your biomagnetic energy field. My hands sitting here in the UK, absolutely boiling, both placed on my area where my ovaries would be, and I'm asking my guides to send it across to you so you're feeling that warmth, which is assisting you with the healing. Okay, I do feel, and this is what they're giving me, that you could do it too. They've also said there is alternatives, but you've got to look for the herbal recommendations. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I just feel that there is alternative medicinal properties. I'm being given sage, but and ginger is what they're telling me. I don't know what your thoughts on those are. But there's ginger I'm kind of baking up in a tea almost. So it's just things that can soothe, because the way I'm feeling it is where these cysts are, they can be deflated. Over time, but it's going to be slow and gentle instead of, like you say, another operation. because I think with you there's the fear of what if they mess it up. You'd be quite happy if they stuck a needle in there just to pop the cyst. but to open you up, no. So that's fair enough. So, but I'm being told it's fine. As I say, I'm sending healing right now, which is hopefully easing and helping it heal. The other thing that I do know that helps with this kind of things is electrolytes as well. Okay, so when I say electrolytes, that's things like diuretics, things like that, that you can buy. So, but that's not necessary right now. It's more, as I say, the ginger is really coming in strong for me. So I kind of probably need to go and look at what the properties of that for. But I feel that that will be very soothing for that area. Okay.
Okay, so, great. Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. So that's that side. And I also feel, as we've been speaking, your shoulders have relaxed. Your neck's probably a little less tense and you probably feel like you can breathe a bit more now as well.
My neck hasn't been bothering me for a few months, actually.
But it was tight in the back. So, yeah. And the coughing, I will say this, when we perform healing, when you do coughing, a lot of people don't understand this. It's actually because you're releasing the energy. So if there's a darker energy that's been sitting around you, because when I say darker energy, I'm not meaning dark forces. I'm meaning that when I do healing, if I scan a person, I will see the colors. So if I see an area of an aura that's gray, so that's a darker energy to me, I'm sent in to go and heal that part of that grayness. So when I say a darker energy, it means that the areas that you've been struggling a little bit will show up to me as a little bit gray. Okay, and my job is to kind of go in.
I've had a cough for the past few weeks.
Okay, fair enough. That will die down, okay? But again, it's like, and you know, lemon and honey water, as you know. So that's from my side of things. Relationship-wise, I've got to ask the question, is there a gentleman around you right now? Because I'm picking up...
No, not right now.
Yeah, I am picking up a gentleman. So that could mean a future gentleman. Now, I've got to say this, and I'm sorry, this is spirit sense of humour. You like them tall and strong. Because I kind of feel this guy's quite tall and quite thick set, if that makes sense.
Funny.
Not fat, not thick, but thick set, meaning he's got muscles. You know, you're going to go, you're rather nice. So I kind of feel that he is coming in. It is going to be next year, I'm afraid. But it's not like, you know, how do I put it? You're not too worried about being on your own, if that makes any sense. It doesn't mean you're not going to be going out or anything like that. I just feel there is someone in the future for you within the next 6 months for sure. But this is not a fling. This is a partner. Because if I was to say to you about flings, you'd be like, I've had enough of them. So, yeah.
Not interested when looking for someone of quality.
Exactly.
And integrity.
Exactly. Yes, of course. And now I'm going to pass you on to Joni. So sorry, Joni, if I've not given you anything much more to say.
No.
Thank you.
My question would be, is there more that you need regarding either of these areas? Because Caroline covered so much.
Just what do I need to do to bring him in? Because I've been hearing about this man for many years, and he doesn't, like, I go out and I haven't met him. I was just wondering, is there anything I need to do to bring him in?
Good question. I'm going to go in and see whether there are blocks.
Okay.
So do you have a glass of water by you?
I have a little bit left in this. Yeah.
Okay, have a sip, and then afterwards sip between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. They're already working on you. So there's a lifetime. Do you believe in other lifetimes?
I do.
Okay, so you're incarnated in another lifetime. They're saying the word you were a coward. Now, there's no judgment. We need to use words for description purposes. It's all neutral. All love, no judgment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in and see this coward, because I also got the word retreat. So, so you are a homebody. You would not interact. You were not social. You would not mingle. You were a germaphobe. Interesting. In this lifetime, do you have issues with you have issues with bacteria and not wanting to get cooties?
No.
Okay. So it's lifetime related. Doesn't matter. It's all fine. Let's see what you were working on over there where you were an isolate.
Okay.
You were born with an anomaly of the mouth. I think you were tongue-tied. Do you know where that, you know, when you lift your tongue and there's the little ligamenty thing that all of the speech pathologists and therapists come on board? I forgot the name of it. It's right in the middle of the tongue. It's that little thin strip when you lift your tongue, that little line, and you were tongue-tied.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, anyone could look that up to see that anomaly. And you had difficulty speaking. And at the time, I think you were in France, and you had difficulty interacting. You ended up with fears. Then you had germophobia. But you were working on people and you. You in relation to other and your mind, since it was difficult for you to speak, you were very much in your head. So there was a lot of thought. Not as much expression. It was more mental versus expression. Let's see how that affected over there, how it affected dating and people. You were alone. You were very much alone. Let's see what you conclude upon your passing that would incur negative karma towards self. I'm bad. I'm no good. Crossing self. Let's see what you say to other, generally, incurring negative karma. Don't like you, generally. Shall we do the forgiveness work?
Yes.
Would you like to? Okay. So this forgiveness work is where your higher self in your incarnations has the free will opportunity to do the forgiveness work. And if in some incarnation you still need unforgiveness, if it's still serving you, then you've got that. So, and there's no judgment. Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations, any negative karma incurred towards self and other from that lifetime in France and any others, tongue-tied, isolate, germophobia, not mingling, no social interaction, not meeting people, and any others that would bleed through to this one, that would be a block to meeting a partner that is for your highest good. A great, fabulous match. And we ball them all up, all these lifetimes, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There we go. So you're very able to pinpoint exactly where you are ready to forgive yourself. I just see laser like bow and arrow, ka-choo, 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 and you're forgiving self in many, many places. You had deemed yourself unable because you couldn't speak, unable and unavailable. Regarding other, you can forgive everyone and everything. Please, all of you, forgive me. Look at you. So now I see a light just turned on. So there was, the light was off. I see, like imagine a room with no light, and you just click, and now there's a light on in the room. That's fabulous. Now let's do two extras. Please, all of you, forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Gives them the opportunity to forgive you if they'd like. God, for these life lessons, I believe we're all part of the oneness. Some people don't. It's all fine. And again, you'll sip water. Now I'd like to see how all of that cosmic spiritual work affects you here in the 3D physical you incarnation moving forward regarding meeting someone. Going in. There are a few. It takes time. This unfolds. It's like a book that's been closed. It's very interesting. The karma from other lifetimes, it looks to me that it was preventing you from meeting someone. The book is a thick book. You're an old soul. There's dust on this book. Are you showering tonight or tomorrow?
Possibly tonight. And if I work
okay.
out, I'll shower tonight.
Okay. When you shower next, put out the intention that the dust is being released from the book on the outside.
Okay. Okay.
And then fill the book with new material. So you just put out the intention, this is an old book. I'd like to release the pages that do not belong. They no longer are relevant. And please insert updated, relevant, high vibrational content. I would appreciate it. And you'll have a lot of guidance. And I feel that you're going to be filled with hope, energy, and passion. You were a closed
oh, wow.
book, a little off, and the dust was settled and growing on it. Feel you're going to have some sexy, wexy feelings physically, which I'm happy about. I feel there's a libido rush. Happy for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's fine.
And let's see about this November. Let's see if they'll give me. I see more February. Between February and May, I feel like there are some people that show up. They're not necessarily the one, but it starts getting pretty darn interesting. And I feel around the calendar year, more people are going to come into your purview. They're going to be around. And I think this is what I'm getting. And Caroline can do that date check too. I see next year, like around December, towards the end of the year, or even the following January, like either December 2024, January 2025, I see you holding hands with someone. This might be online. I don't know. Do you like the movies and the theater?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I feel there's something. It could even be a group. So it's either a meetup, it's a singles event, it's friends going out, it could be a party, it could be a film that you go to see in a library. Are you by Huntington?
No, I'm closer to, I'm in Nassau County, but I'm closer to Queens. I'm in Roslyn.
Oh, okay.
No, sure.
Okay. There's, I forgot the name of, it's in Huntington, and it's, they've got a whole film thing going on there, all the indie films going on. So
yes.
You will be guided, you will, and have fun. And Caroline, do you get any time period?
Well, I felt your work brought it forward, but I had another insight whilst you were talking, so apologies, I'm going to share
Go
again.
For it.
I think, Zita, when you had your initial operation, it did make you feel a little bit like not fully complete again. And I think this is part of and the other thing that's going on right now, I feel there's a little bit of you. And as much as we think, no, it doesn't affect us because we don't necessarily see, it does, because then we go, are we not a full woman? Okay. You very much are. And I really do think when Joni was mentioning about the sexy time, I actually think you need that because it will make you feel good about you. And that's what you need. And I think this is why, you know, we're both predicting this really great guy that's coming in. And obviously, as you said, he's been predicted for many years. But I also feel that you have to be in that good place within your heart and yourself and your soul. But I still get March, but I also feel there is opportunities for you to enjoy yourself, if that makes any sense, and to be lighthearted about it, because I think when the right one comes in, you'll be ready. So you're going to have some fun. You're going to have some fun, but you know, and not only that, you won't put up with the idiots that sort of don't respect you. You know, it'll be
so
my
that.
Terms
yeah,
and my terms alone.
Yeah.
If I want to,
can I just ask you, ladies, a question? One thing that's really restricting me, I'm very social. I love to go out. I love to be. But the tinnitus, the tinnitus in my left, it's in both ears, but the left ear is really loud. It hasn't stopped. It started 5.5 years ago after my surgery. So I think there's some correlation with that. Maybe the drugs, the anesthesia, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's so loud, so it's really restricting my social life. I can't go out. It hurts. Like any noise hurts my ear. Do you see any hope for healing for the tinnitus?
I've just asked my guides for hope.
I was just wondering, did the ENT go in and see any obstructions?
Yeah, I've had all the testing done. There's no obstruction. They don't have the technology right now to see what's going on in the inner ear. But I had the MRI. I've had all that done, and there's nothing.
Go ahead, Carol, and I'll go. Go, Carol, and then I'll go.
Well, remember at the beginning of the show, I said to you about ginger. For some reason, they're saying that's connected as well. So when they gave you that as an overall and it was the strongest feeling, it was to cover all of your ailments, not just the one. Okay. So, and the other thing I'm being shown is rose. For some reason, rose tea, wherever. Yeah. So I'm going to go away and have a look at that. Because what my guides do sometimes is they give me, try that plant or this herb. And I go, what are you talking about? And then I look it up and I go, all right, okay. So I do feel, because I do feel that, as you say, the tinnitus is really bothering you. I'm amazed they haven't been able to give you anything. But I do feel it will heal. It's like I feel that the way I'm getting it is it's almost like when you had some tests, there was a fracture in there or something like that. It feels like there was a crack.
Okay.
And that's going to heal, but it's going to be 6 months away.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's still hopeful. That's some hope. Yeah, because it's awful. It's so loud, and that's what's preventing me from going out and really, like, meeting anyone now because
I cannot hear.
And that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I was picking up in your neck as well, because like I said, the tension, as much as you were saying to me, no, my neck's fine. I'm like, no, there was a lot of tension there. So that will help.
Okay.
Because it's almost releasing everything. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Wonderful. I see you.
Okay.
I see you're humming with your mouth closed. And when you hum, I see that the vibration also assists with clearing a lot.
Okay.
I see you're opening up your mouth slowly and doing what the dogs do, where they go like that. I see a few of those every now and then. And I see you're putting your hand, is it one ear?
Well, it's in both ears, but the left ear, right ear comes and goes. Left ear is chronic. It's 24/7 and it's loud, really loud.
Right. I see you're putting your hands around, like cupping your ears. So there's a little bit of your palm underneath your ears where your eustachian tube starts going down from your lobe. And I see that the warmth also assists. And I feel that you can cry. So I feel that there is pain and suffering and there are tears. And if you don't feel sad, then you can etherically cry. It's intention. There's a cry and a scream. And when Caroline got the neck, the throat, the back, there's energy and there's emotion that's in your body. I think that cranial sacral and or myofascial release would be excellent for you.
Okay.
And that you could find a practitioner that could assist you in releasing what is locked in your fascia.
I was thinking of doing that. I was looking. I did go to one myofascial release therapist, and he was too rough. I was in so much pain. I didn't go back to him, so I'm looking for someone else.
You don't have to. Right. Find. Yeah. Yep. You do your research.
Yeah.
And if you don't know someone, if you can't find someone, I have a friend who she's not Long Island anymore, but she's a myofascial and cranial sacral therapist, and she's from Long Island. So she might know, she might know someone on Long Island. So contact me through, you could do it through my website or through the UK US Psychic Tag Team Facebook page, and or just find Joni Isinger, and or however, and then I will ask her, and I can give you the name of someone.
Oh, great. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and take care.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Give me hope.
You're welcome. Bye.
Right. Okay. We've got 9 minutes left. So, Joni, would you like to do one last caller?
Sure.
Okay. So, coming to you now, 619. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
Can you hear me?
We can.
This is Casey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Manhattan or one of the boroughs?
No, Manhattan.
Beautiful. What? How can we help?
Oh, well, I've been through so much. I just lost another friend last week. Anyway, I'd like to know, what do you see coming up for me in terms of opportunities, meeting new people, like-minded souls, possible romance, or anything that spirit wants me to know?
Got you. Okay, general, but regarding the future, and then Caroline will pick up where I leave off. Let's see. Don't hurry. Are you a hurrier?
Yeah, I think sometimes I am.
Yeah. Slow down. There's a lot to take in, and you're missing a lot of things. You have a garden to plant things, but you need to let things grow, and you're rushing. You're pushing and rushing. So pull back. Know that everything is unfolding beautifully. You have a handle on it. You know, it's interesting. I see you in an elevator. Are you in a building with an elevator or a walk-up?
No, an elevator. Absolutely, yeah.
Interesting. So here we go. You're in an elevator. You know this elevator. You see all the buttons, right? You can push them. You know where to get to your destination, and it's only up from here. Spirit loves, you know, Spirit's got a sense of humor, and there's a lot of metaphor. But that you want to get to the next level faster than the way the elevator is programmed. When you know, when you realize, accept, and kind of go with the flow in the acceptance and surrender, that the elevator knows what is for your highest good, is programmed divinely and fabulously, you're going to be more comfortable with being in the divine elevator that brings you up to each level higher and higher and better. So bottom line is, if we get out of the metaphor, is that when you accept that everything is divinely ordered, no matter what, you will let go of some of the control. You will release and you will allow more. You will permit, and with that, you start slowing down.
I see.
This does not mean that you are
like
broken.
I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm sorry.
Right, and you are fabulous. You got this. You are very awake. You're very perceptive. You're very clear. You're maybe even more so, and maybe that's why you see so many things. You're a kid in the candy store. So
Yes.
It's almost like a little bit lopsided. You're so aware and perceptive, and you've so got this, and you're such a fast mover that there are some things that you're missing along the way, and you sometimes you want it yesterday. So that's what Spirit says, and because it's a time constraint, I'm going to pass you on to Caroline, and happy Thanksgiving from one New Yorker to another.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Go, Caroline.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. So I've got to say this, Casey. I did feel at one point you used to be the life and soul of the party.
Yes.
So what happened? Yeah. And I kind of want, okay, so the words I'm getting, and this is a really strong message, and when you get messages like this from Spirit, it's very sort of metaphor, but there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you've got to shine the light back on yourself again. I feel that you spent a lot of time concerned about others, worrying about others, caring for others. And in the process, somewhere along the line, Casey's sparkle was a little bit dimmed. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Harsh truth.
That many years caregiving.
Yes, exactly.
I gave up my life and career, and I was a caregiver. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what they're saying to me is you know how to enjoy yourself. You know how to be a social butterfly. I think the bit where you struggled is probably finding the right groups of people to socialize with. Does that make sense in recent years?
Oh, yes,
but I am
absolutely.
Yeah. It's like you want to socialize, but it's like you're all dressed up and nowhere to go because it's like, okay, so who do I go out with then? Or how can I meet new people? It's things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds really mad, but it's like, again, this is where you would look at your interests and say, right, okay, and don't take this the wrong way. And I'm only saying it's a metaphor, but say if there's a gardening club that you wanted to go to or a yoga club or something like that, this is where you would start to meet people, and naturally that would gravitate to a more social group. And I feel that they want me to put you in places. It's like, it doesn't mean go out crawling bars and whatever. It just means sort of like, where can I join something where I have interests or something I've always wanted to do where I'm potentially going to meet people? Because I think at the moment that is kind of where you should be at. So I just feel, you know, Spirit want to push you back out the door again and start to discover your old self, because I feel you've been hidden away for too long. So this is your journey for next year, I feel, is you being out and about and, you know, having a nice time. Have you got children, adult children? Because I feel that you've got a daughter.
No.
Okay.
My late partner has two children, and I wanted to be closer with them, but I haven't seen them in several months, and I feel them pulling away and not getting closer.
Yeah, if
we never got married, yeah, they would have been my stepchildren. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that's been really heartbreaking for you in a lot of respects. And, you know, I feel that they generally still want to have a connection with you, but they've got busy lives. It sounds really awful to say, but, you know, children are children and do their things and they grow up. But I do see you with a group of the women of the same age as yourself and actually going out and having meals and things and doing nice things together. But I feel that they're saying to me, look at your interests, though, whether that be a book club, a yoga club, a mindfulness club, you know, something where you can go and join a group of people just to do something, or even an art class or something like that, that you enjoy doing and just rediscover yourself again. And I think that will be really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the ability, mm-hmm, you can talk, you're one of these people that can talk to anyone. You will make friends very quickly. I just think that you probably lost a bit of confidence over the years.
Probably.
Yes. So that's your homework for next year, shall we say. But in the process, I'm just being asked to just do a quick lifting of your energy. So I'm just going to
ask you to close your eyes.
Thank you.
Take a deep breath in through the nose. And out through the mouth. Say inside, I forgive myself. I'm going to say this all for you now. I release all negative energy that's around me and inside of me, across all time and space, across all lifetimes. I release all energy relating to any connections that no longer serve me. I offer forgiveness. I ask for peace. And I fill myself with renewed vigor and energy. And now they're showing me you're going out, you're having your hair done, you're getting your nails and your makeup done, and you're painting the town red. So I feel that these are the opportunities that are coming in for you. You will feel so much better.
Thank you.
Like I said, we all have choice. So, you know, you can either take my advice or not. but we're not designed to sit on a rock. And please don't do it because you are a social being.
I hope that helps. Well, I did start getting, you know, going out more this past summer. So, and yes, if there's, I'm looking for more things to do and looking for meetup groups that are getting active.
Yeah. Brilliant. Great.
Thank you.
And that's
what, yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And I'm not, and I will say this, I'm not shutting the door on you not having a partner, you know, you having a partner in the future, because I think that might come as well, just to let you know. So that's a nice surprise for later on.
Okay.
Bit of motivation for you.
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
Anyway. So, happy
Thank
Thanksgiving.
You.
Lovely to talk to you.
Happy
and,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you both, and happy Thanksgiving to you both, and many blessings. Thank you.
And to you too. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Now, I've got to ask this question, Joni. We have one caller that's been sitting here all show. Do you think we should go? Okay.
Absolutely.
472, last but not least, you're coming to you right now. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
Hi, this is Jacqueline from Pennsylvania. I didn't think I was going to get up.
No, well, the thing is, it's like sometimes we have this generosity where we think, you know what, let's just finish. So even though we finished the show, you are the last caller.
I got disconnected once.
Yeah, well, I saw because you were right on at the beginning of the show. And I don't want to say, so what I do is I tend to look at who's been on the longest and just go down the list. And the funny thing is, I'm sure I saw you at the beginning of the show because obviously I get a list of the numbers. And then you disappeared. But then you came back again, and then someone else had been waiting a longer time. So, yeah, so apologies. We got to you in the end.
At one point, I drove through a dead zone, and my cell phone stopped working. So thank you so much. And I had just texted with Joni right before you guys were getting on air, and I was like, oh, I can listen to the show today. So thank you. I would love just a general reading.
Caroline? You go for it first.
So I've got to ask this question, Jacqueline. Have I spoken to you before?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I've done a private reading with you in the past, haven't I?
Yeah, years ago.
I thought so. It's all right. I recognized your voice for a strange reason. Well,
We're
nice
friends
to
on Facebook, too. Good
yeah,
to,
I
good
thought
to hear
so.
You today.
It's good to speak to you, too. So, you see, you were meant to be last because this was going to be more relaxed call. Right,
that's
okay.
Great.
Well, it's been a long time since I spoke to you. However, what I am going to say to you is this. It's lots of changes have happened. But I also feel like, why do I feel you've got itchy feet? Do you know what that saying means, by the way, before I say it, in the sense that you're on the move again?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I feel that you've gone, I'm done with this year. I want to be into next year, like now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of energy. Again, lots of things. I always get with you whenever I speak to you, lots of boxes. So I don't know whether you're packing. Are you moving again?
No, not that I know of. But boxes,
Boxes. Okay. So normally that's a symbolization thing for you packing up a previous life and moving on with a new life. Does that make sense? So it could mean physically moving, or it could mean that you are changing career paths, or it could mean that there's been a relationship start or breakdown. Does that make sense? So those are all the metaphors for the boxes, if that makes any sense. But I feel that you've had a real sort of, the way they're showing it me is like spirit coming along and giving you a big shake. So it's almost like you've sort of said, okay, I need to wake up. This is not going to be what I want it to be. And I am going to ask this, have you walked away from a relationship recently? Or are you moving into relationships? Something about relationships here.
It's sort of transformed recently, and all of a sudden the energy feels probably better than it has in the entire duration of the long relationship.
That's what it is then, because it feels like end of the old and in with the new, but different.
Well, yeah, there's that. We're working on a joint project together. There's a lot of new with work. Like, there really is a lot of potentials right now. Mm. And it's more like, where do I want to put my energy? What do I want to put my energy into?
Well, I think your energy needs to go where, this is going to sound so cliche, but it needs to go where you want it to go. But I feel these new projects are really exciting. But have you kind of gone, oh, hold the fort a second. I'm not really sure which one I want to do. Does that make sense? Because I think one's more for you, but one's more for you and somebody else. Does that make sense? And it's like, okay, so if I focus my energy over there, I'm not really focusing on what I truly want 100%. But if I focus, I want to be involved in that bit. Do you see what I mean?
There's also a business partnership that I'm involved in too.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know. That could go in a lot of directions.
I feel that I want to sign the deal with the business partnership. That's a really strong go for it. But I also feel there's a level of you're wary, because what my guides have said is dot the I's and cross the T's. Make sure the contracts are real.
Well, it's not so much of a contract per se. Like, we've been working together for years already, and it's been a wonderful partnership. But this year, she's wanting to have a baby in the next year, so we're trying to grow. And we're doing a lot of efforts to enable both of ourselves to be able to take some time off and get things in a position for, like, the business to be able to function, you know, without us doing everything.
Mm. But when I say dot the I's and cross the T's with the contracts, that just means so you're not doing all the work, all the legwork all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you're a little bit like, if I go down that path, am I going to get my fingers burnt? Meaning, am I going to be the one doing all the work but still having to share 50-50? Does that make sense?
Well, I don't feel like it does, because she has been a wonderful partner. And she may be even more hardworking than I am.
Yeah, there's something about just making sure that you've got all the agreements exactly as you want them to be. Yes, it's brilliant, but obviously when she goes off and has a baby, things may change.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know, that might change her whole focus. Like, does she even want to come back to
working? Absolutely, and that's kind of what I'm trying to say to you, is make sure you dot the I's and cross the T's. So in the event that she chooses not to come back, you don't want to be working 150% on this business partnership and losing 50% of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I was saying, make sure you, because the thing is, she's going to be saying to you right now, no, I still want to go back to work, but
I feel that she may want longer off.
Yeah.
Which is then going to put more pressure on yourself, okay? So that's why I think Spirit is sort of saying, yeah, go for it, it's great, but dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure you know exactly where you stand in the event that she doesn't want to come back.
Okay. So there's been a few other things that have come towards me that don't involve her, but yet still involve business in some sense.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I have just been offered like a speaking engagement to a group of women, and I'm going to do that on my own. So that feels very right to me. I don't know I haven't written my outline of what I'm talking about and saying yet, but it definitely
You don't
good.
Need to. You don't need
no.
to. No, you'll be fine. It's really, as soon as you said it, I was like, no, that's something you've got to do. That's not even a question mark over that.
Speaking on, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I am also being told you are very good at juggling plates, spinning plates. So you can do all of this. I think it's just your worry right now that's causing the problem. You're thinking, am I going to be able to do this? Can I get through it?
Yeah. And I'm having a moment of like finances being less than I'm used to. But I feel like 2024 is right around the corner, and we really already have some things lined up that are much bigger than what I was doing before. So it's just like, be patient, calm down. It's all happening. You don't have to worry.
Absolutely. And just sit there in the driving seat and wait for it to happen around you, okay? So it's that remaining calm is the best thing you can do for you. So I do feel the boxes are very significant because you've got all these plates, you've got all these boxes, you've got lots of decisions to make and choices. However, it's you having a little bit of self-doubt going, am I capable? The answer is yes, you are. And then, like I said, with other opportunities coming in, there's an awful lot of changes. So, new year coming up, new start, effectively. So great for you.
Good.
So I'm just going to pass you over to Joni right now and obviously see what Joni picks up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go in for a general. Let's see. So you have grown a lot, and that in the past you would stew in something longer. You would be upset, and it would be a longer-lasting stewing. Mm. So you are quick to resolve stewing in something, and the simmering is more like percolating and assessing, processing. Boy, this is a metaphor day for Joni. Woo! Channeling a lot of metaphor. So they're very glad, and that they're saying that you're ripe to receive. So your arms are very spread open to the universe, and that a lot is coming in because your heart is very full, and that you seem to dial up differently, that in the past you were working a little bit edgier, like there was more friction to you, and you weren't in as great a place. They're not judging. They're saying, they're just explaining why it's happening. And as a result of your thing and growing, there's more opportunity available to you, and it's interesting. You're an adult, yet I see baby steps. So there's a little bit of paradox there. So it's like you're in a new area. You're in a new, not realm, it's like a new place. And so you're finding your way step by step. Enjoy it. You're very tuned in. Keep clear of what does not belong. Keep it out of your house, not literally, kind of like the hen house. Keep it out of the coop. No fox belongs in the coop. Regarding the word high, H-I-G-H, you know what that is, and that was a very interesting thing, and that it's part of a development, that by doing that, by having that experience, it was interesting and important. You learned, and there's so much about it, you could actually go back to that again and parse through it, because there's more that you could even learn from what just happened.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, so what you cool. said in the early part of that about I'm very open to receive. On my birthday months ago, I actually declared that to a big group of people, that I just said, this is the year that I'm going to receive. So in all
wow.
capacities, whether it's more information, whether it's, you know, something being given to me, just everything that that word means, I was very open to. So that was very perceptive.
That's what's happening, and you are ridding yourself of what doesn't belong. You're doing things differently, and as a result, you're feeling better. So they're very
yeah, the
happy for you.
The part cool, is very cool, too.
Well, say that again?
The not stewing in things. It's more just like, oh, no, I just get, like, I'm just not even going there.
Uh-huh.
Like,
beautiful.
That's just a waste of energy when I stay in that. So why would I bother at all? It's like, just get over it.
Exactly. So you're right on, and yay. And I'm so glad that Caroline press the button and there you are. That's pretty
yeah.
funny. And
fun. That was great.
So happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You take care, honey pie.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So I'm just, I know we're...
Not hearing you, Caroline. You're very distant.
Ah, right.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better? Ah, right. I just wanted to say this. So I looked up ginger. It benefits both tinnitus and ovarian cysts. So that's why
look
it became very
that.
Prominent.
Maybe you're
in
a healer.
You are, so yeah. Well, exactly. So there is lots
look
of things out there. Yeah. So there is lots and lots of things out there that can assist with reducing ovarian cysts. And ginger is one of them, but ginger is also used for tinnitus as well. So that's really good.
Beautiful.
So I just wanted to
thank
put that out
adding.
There. No, that's no
How
problem.
How can people
right.
find you?
Right.
How
well,
can
I have
people
a,
find you if they'd like a session?
Well, I have a redesigned website coming on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. Where my readers are online waiting to take your call. We have an American credit card booking line and an Australian one too. And we also have a UK premium line, a UK credit card booking line, and also a text service too. For me, you can contact me through Crystal Heart Psychics. I am Caroline Crystal Heart on Facebook. Twitter, we are at CH Psychics, and also, like I said, you can also contact myself and Joni on the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. So I am available to do readings online, so I can either log into my phone line, or I can take calls via Facebook or WhatsApp and actually do you know, and arrange a different payment method. So that is me. So how can people find you, Joni?
Folks can find me on my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. They can find me on my YouTube channel, Joni Isinger, and they could find me on Facebook. I have a Joni's White Light Healing fan page and Joni Isinger, but if you're planning on friending me, please say how you found me. I will not remember from the show, and I do not friend strangers. And yes,
and that is
we
the
are
same
both.
Here.
Yes, we have our UK-US Psychic Tag Team fan page on Facebook. Please like. And on Blog Talk Radio, please follow our show. When
Absolutely.
Is our next show? In December.
Hang on a second. Let me just have a look, because I know we have booked the date already.
It's in December.
I didn't book it down. I didn't write it down, which is really naughty of me.
I'm going across the room. I'm looking into December. And drum roll.
I think it was the 9th or something, wasn't it?
Here we go. It is Wednesday, December 13th.
There you go, because we decided that 13th was a good date, didn't we, Joni? So, because a lot of people think 13th is an unlucky number, whereas I actually think the opposite, but then that's me. So,
and my father, my mother to marry her on Friday the 13th, and they've been married for over 60 odd years.
Wow. How about that? Congratulations
so
to them.
Thank you. Yeah. Not unlucky. So,
no.
Happy. Well, y'all don't. Do you celebrate Guy Fawkes? Is that the most comparable?
Yeah, so in the UK, sort of, we didn't really celebrate Halloween that much, but that's becoming far more popular nowadays. Guy Fawkes or Bonfire Night is celebrated a lot more. There's big firework displays over here. However, there is a call out there now to sort of people to temper their firework displays because of things like animals and stuff like that. So, yeah. And then obviously we don't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving, but we do celebrate Christmas because our Christmas holidays are a lot longer than yours. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have a happy day tomorrow.
And you.
And
so I'm going to play
so much
out.
For Manning.
That's
no
problem.
For Manning.
Right, well, I'm going to play us out on our song, which is sung by Joni, which we don't mention a lot nowadays, but both the opening and the closing song normally tend to be Joni's voice. So please hop over to SoundCloud and listen to Joni on there. So thanks, everyone, for calling in today. It's been absolutely great. Yes, it was short notice because, again, the show that we had originally planned, we had a technical issue with Blog Talk Radio and I just couldn't get into the phone lines for anyone listening. So thank you for being patient and calling back this week. So anyway, Joni, we will see you both. Me and Joni will see you both next time on the 13th of December.
Absolutely. Thank you all.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.